This is Walk-Ins Welcome with Bridget Bettisi.
I love hearing people's stories of resilience and grit. This is why I created this podcast.
We are very excited to welcome Jim Gaffigan,
Yasmin Mohammed,
Glenn Beck, Tim Dillon,
Abigail Schreier,
Jeff Garland,
Ayan Hirsi Ali,
Sam Harris,
Heather Hying,
Jonah Goldberg,
Ben Shapiro,
Glenn Greenwald,
Sarah Shahi,
Colin Quinn.
If there's a culture of victimhood, then let's tell stories of grit and survival.
Subscribe and listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Corolla Drinks fans, it's a new year, and that means a brand new wine club. The Corolla Drinks Wine Club is back with 3-pack, 6-pack, and Case Club tiers. Case Club members will get all the Mangria you'll ever need, plus 2 tickets to the Corolla Family Barbecue, headlined by Lit and your favorite guests from the world of ACS. To be mentioned, any Case Club renewals from last year will get 2 tickets to the VIP pre-party hosted by Adam, Mark, and Drew. 6-pack members will get 3 6-bottle shipments, plus 2 tickets to the Mangria Bar Crawl the Friday before the barbecue. We're hopping on buses and hitting the streets of Los Angeles. Don't worry, we'll only go to the clean spots. Believe it or not, there are a few left. And 3-pack members, we haven't forgotten about you. You'll get 3 3-bottle shipments plus a signed bottle by the Ace Man himself. This year's barbecue and wine club are bigger than ever. Don't miss out. Sign up for your tier and tickets at CorollaDrinks.com.
And we take some calls today. We talk about tennis balls and COVID. Yes, yes, we do. You're going to have to keep listening to get that association. And also masking in planes versus stadiums and calls and the Joe Rogan podcast and Rogan giving Adam a nod for being the podfather.
First, there's Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got it on the truth. We're going to get on Dr. Drew's board preposition.
Mm-hmm.
With a precursor.
Dangling. Participle.
All right. Let's see. Emmy, just for fun, because it's, again, it's the my 18-month anniversary of calling everyone sheep, cowards, and pussies. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I said you got played.
Mm-hmm.
Who's getting played next time?
Yeah.
What you got? You got played.
I wish people could.
There's no other way. You got played, people. That's what happened.
They're not really coming
to
terms.
Your government did it to you, but you still got played.
Yeah.
Come to terms.
Yeah.
You got played by CNN. You got played by Hotez. You got played by the LA County. You got played by your government. You got played.
Yeah.
You fell for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were weak. You didn't do the math. You were ill-informed.
Yes.
And by the way, you getting played translates into you having ire for Joe Rogan.
Which is weird.
Right. You're the people who got played.
Isn't that weird?
Right. If you read the rap, evidently, did a little, the WRAP,
yeah.
I think, did a little article the day or the day after I trended with my tweet telling everyone they got played.
Yeah.
And
well, they apologize now, of course.
No, the rap, I don't know what the rap is, but I don't know if they're left or right or center or whatever they are. They didn't do an article tearing me a new asshole. They just chronicled what I said the next day on the podcast.
Mm.
So, you know, and basically it's just me telling everyone to kiss my ass. Because I didn't get played.
Yeah.
You guys got played. And what I said was, and it sounds crude or whatever, but it kills old people and it kills sick people. And the rest of you pussies, because you're weak, the rest of you got played. Who's getting played next time?
Is there any truer statement
than that? Yes, you have to learn from this. But I'm not sure everyone's learning. They need to learn their public health system is impaired. Public health messaging was awful. The information that made you scared was inappropriate. So you had some responsibility in terms of what you were consuming.
Turns out the people dying from COVID are old or sick.
The tweet.
Yeah, or both. How many pussies got played and who's going to get played the next time?
Yeah.
Is there anything inaccurate about that statement? It's from August 31st, 2020. Now, then I like the celebrities that came out against. Who are the celebrities? Who are these pussy celebrities?
Neil Young?
No. It's right under the tweet, goofball. Bradley Whitford, George Takei, that guy's such a pussy. Colin Hanks, pussy. Christopher Titus, who I didn't think of was a pussy, but now is. And Valerie Bertinelli, amongst others, famous and non-famous, are all did what? Hey, pussies, enjoy getting played next time. Have fun under your fucking bed.
Yeah,
I'm living my life.
Yeah.
Why did you guys feel like you needed to correct me?
Well, that is a preoccupation of mine right now, which is why do people feel that they're entitled to a medical opinion? Why do they feel that they have anything to say about what a doctor does with a patient?
Look, Bradley Whitford, look, here's what it is.
Yeah.
It must be a very left-leaning person.
Mm.
And what I said was not left-leaning. It was correct. Left-leaning is what Garcetti's saying, not what I'm saying.
Right.
So you side with your people who are wrong.
Well, back then it was
good. Enjoy siding with the people who are wrong.
Back then it was ridiculous.
Let me see the rest of that article, Emmy. Yes, it was, and it's sad. And here we are. But who's getting played next time, everybody? Wake up. That's all. Well, what's the top of it say?
Is that Greg Fitzsimmons under there?
There's something. That has something. Adam Carolla vows not fucking apologizing to any of you assholes over COVID take. You want this shit to go away. That's how it goes away. Guess who gets left alone? Adam Carolla's not fucking apologizing for his Twitter take on how many of you pussies got played. And blah, 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 point, you know. It's that's it.
East Berlin at this point. That's funny. Yeah, never heard you say that.
I forgot about what I say.
Yeah, Los Angeles is like East Berlin at this point. That's really funny.
He's fed up with restrictions in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm fed up with the fucking restrictions.
It was like East Berlin.
It absolutely didn't work.
That's the better analogy than the Nazis, frankly. East Berlin is a more accurate sort of reflection.
Talking about this fucking hysteria that we've turned into.
Yeah.
Right? And
we were talking about that
earlier.
We've
turned into hysterics, yeah. Carolla said on his podcast, the Adam Carolla Show podcast. You scare the shit out of the kids.
Yeah, back then.
Crate train the fucking kids.
Yeah.
And no one appreciates being called a pussy.
I get it.
It's necessary, people. You've got to wake up. I get it. Everyone thinks I'm an asshole. Fine. Bradley Whitford, will you apologize now or what?
Yeah.
Titus or what, Valerie Bertinelli, whatever fucking D-lister came out against me. Why did they come out against me?
Yeah, I know. Why do they? It's so weird, odd to me.
And I'm like, Bradley Whitford, kiss my balls. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know who you are. What is this? You make a statement? About what? Who was right? Who was wrong? Idiots.
Well, these biases, that people will still defend them. That's the problem. They're not really learning.
I guess not.
And there was a middle ground, to be fair, but whatever.
That's 18 months ago, Drew. Think about that. 18 months.
That was when most of this was the most disturbing. It's when all this stuff was very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being exceedingly unhappy and thinking, not only are we being played, but we're being played to enforce the policies invented in Wuhan, China by the CCP.
Yes.
That's who invented these policies.
Look.
They didn't exist in medical.
Here's the bottom line.
Okay, good.
Sweden had a policy. China had a policy. Florida followed Sweden. California followed China. What the fuck else do you need to know?
Right. How did it end up? But that's my point always, is the virus does what the virus does. And you can kind of shorten things.
You can't
things
tell or, that to atheists. They're too fucking freaked out. It's narcissism, Drew.
It is, I know.
You think you want to know what narcissism is?
Mm.
It's not thinking you're great or you're handsome or you're beautiful or you're smart. That's not narcissism.
No, it isn't. It can be a feature of it, but it isn't typically.
It's you laying on a field on your back and thinking you can move clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you fucking narcissists did with COVID. You thought you could do something you can't do. And you couldn't accept that you couldn't control it because of your narcissism. So you tried and you tried and you tried to move those fucking clouds laying on your back, but you couldn't. That's what narcissists do.
Well,
I walked through the field and just went, the clouds are going to do what the clouds are going to do. I'm going for a walk.
And if you were a climatologist or something, you know, an expert in clouds, you would have some capacity to go, well, here's how the clouds are going to work and here's how we should maybe approach it. But because we put people in public health with none of that training or judgment, it was just the ridiculous biases. It's really kind of – I don't understand. I think we should be working hard to learn something from this. We should be working very hard at it. And I don't see people doing much. I see them locking down SoFi Stadium.
Well, look, I've told people this 10 times. We, as a people, we don't need to know what viruses do. Viruses do what viruses do.
Respiratory viruses. Some right. viruses we can kind of influence. Respiratory viruses, no.
We need – but we should all – we all had a front row seat and a crash course to what governments do.
Yes.
And that you better wake the fuck up to.
I agree. We should learn something. You know, it's funny. You know, my dad was an old family practitioner, and I have – since the beginning of this pandemic, I've had his voice in my head going, wait a minute. They shut the world down for a respiratory – no, we had yellow fever and malaria and polio. They shut the world down for a respiratory virus? What?
It's not a respiratory virus.
Either way.
He would call it respiratory?
It's nomenclature versus nomenclature.
No, he would say respiratory. All right. Nick, 27, Indianapolis.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
Thanks for taking my call.
Nick.
I was at the AM 500 last year.
See if you can get him on his phone.
I love the people who, when you yell their name three times,
I think it was not going across because we were on speaker, and so only his output was coming out. Get him on his phone. He can't. He's all impossible
right.
to understand.
Talk to Brian, 32, from Colombia, the country.
Yeah, Colombia.
Colombia, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, guy.
Hey, so favorite show of all time. I'm an American. I love being on hold as part of your operation and seeing what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm. Yeah, hearing so, Drew dropping those N-bombs.
I called you before, usually from different Latin American countries every 6 months or so. Last time we talked about estrogenation, and now I'm reading the Countdown book by Shauna Swan. So thank you guys for everything you do for us.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So my topic is today I was listening to an episode from today of a guy, a 45-year-old guy who's struggling with one-itis over a girl he went on 3 dates with in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to diversify your audience, speakers, and show your listeners how men couldn't possibly comport themselves with the opposite sex, as my predicament today is wildly different than that guy. So here in Colombia, within a week of being here, one of the many girls I was dating showed lots of promise to do well on OnlyFans. So I started with her and I managed her accounts, and she saw really good results immediately. So she introduced me to her friends, and they all take their pics, they all do their stuff, they do their lead generation after I taught them how to get the guys on their account and whatever. My job is to run the operations and all the back-end messaging and the upsells, which is what differentiates normal girls from the top 1%.
This is OnlyFans you're talking about.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
These are OnlyFans sites you're talking about?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
They have accounts on OnlyFans, and they sell private content.
Okay.
So my problem is that I have completely 100% lost interest with the girl, the original girl who brought on her friends, and I would love to switch my girlfriend to one of the ones that she brought on. How can I switch my girl from the original girl to one of her friends without screwing up my whole revenue stream?
In other words, he's saying if it weren't for these business entanglements, he would end the relationship and start it with this other girl he met.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's afraid that they'll unravel these business relationships that are sort of essentially based on kind of a handshake, right? There's no paperwork here, is there?
I completely manage all of their accounts. They don't have access to anything.
But still, they could just stop working. You know, they could go on a hiatus or whatever. Who knows what?
Completely.
Anyway, so what do you think, Adam?
I really don't. It's like it's above my pay grade.
Yeah, look, it's weird. It's
if you want to be with someone, here's the deal, everyone. Oftentimes, if you'd like to get out of a relationship and into a new relationship, there is some price to be paid.
Yes.
It's essentially, I'd like to get out of my timeshare.
Right.
Well, you can't just leave.
Right.
You have to settle up.
Right.
And sometimes it's divorce. Sometimes it's a work situation. Sometimes it's whatever it is.
You have to disentangle. You have to pay up.
There's some paying of the piper.
I mean, you can't go from one timeshare to the next immediately.
Right,
then
you have to go, well, is it worth, you know, this thing? And if the answer is yes, then the answer is yes. You have to just go, sorry, I can't do this. I'm doing that.
Well, forget the doing that yet, but just I'm not doing this because I'm out and that's that.
Yeah,
Let some time pass.
You go, look, I want to leave my timeshare agreement. I have 2 years left on it, but I don't want to pay anything, but I want to go to a new timeshare. That's great. That's not how the world works.
Correct.
And that would be my
good analogy.
Humble take. Hey, Amy, just because it's making me laugh before Drew hits his spot, that tape of whoever from goddamn Long Island, I always screw it up, lady was giving us a speech about playing tennis and kicking the balls.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah.
What year was that from? Should have never. What's going on?
Yeah.
Go back and look at the tapes of CNN yelling about people walking on the beach. Go back and look at the crazy Yentas talk about playing tennis but keeping an open court in between the two of you and not playing doubles.
Oh my
Go
God.
Back and look at all those, everyone.
They
it's
were
not,
insane.
Not that long.
It was not that long ago, maybe 6 months ago.
No.
Is it a year ago?
A year and a half or whatever. Go ahead.
It feels like they were eternally preaching that garbage. Evite, life is better together. That's right. I don't know if you've ever been a recipient of Evite, but I love them. I love the fact that I can give immediate feedback to the people asking me and it can continue a relationship and see who else is going and see whether or not I should be bringing anything. Listen, you don't just call or text. You use Evite. Thousands of free invitation options, all customizable. Birthdays, weddings, baby showers, holidays, whatever you're celebrating, no matter how big or small. Choose a design created by their community of pros or upload your own unique design. Evite, if you're not using them, I can't imagine anybody not using them. The templates make it easy, fun, simple. Create an invitation. It takes just a few minutes to send. RSVP tracking, of course, is included. Evite makes it easy to link a registry or a gift list too. As I said, it's information in that exchange with the Evite. It's great if you're the sender. It's great if you're the receiver. And best of all, it is free. Right, Matt?
Evite is helping make celebrations feel extra special, and they can help you too. Head over to evite.com/ADS to choose from thousands of design options to create and send invitations for free. That's evite.com/ADS. evite.com/ADS.
All right, quick break. We'll come back with that insane. Look, Drew.
Yeah.
These people need – here. Listen
need.
To me.
I'm listening.
Listen to me.
I am listening.
Punishment needs to be meted out to these people. Punishment. You know, why are you rubbing my face in it? Why? Because you're fucking wrong and I don't want to go through this again.
And it's dangerous.
And it's dangerous. It's, and you hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you cost a lot of people.
And by the way,
businesses.
You were the one complaining about other people, harming other people, hurting them. You did.
You harmed people.
You harmed people.
And by the way, the reason I'm rubbing your face in your own shit is because the next time something comes up, I wanted you to remember this. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll play you that crazy clip right after this.
Today, we launch Goya Cares.
The mission of Goya Cares is to love and care for God's precious children. Part of that mission is to bring awareness.
Be somebody to somebody.
To stop the abuse and trafficking of future generations.
With awareness comes prevention.
Every life is a precious gift from God.
You are wrong.
I'm a precious gift from God.
I'm a precious gift from
God. I'm a precious gift from God.
I'm a precious gift from God.
I'm a precious gift from God.
Soy un regalo de Dios.
I'm a precious gift from God.
We will do this through a series of educational videos
that we can bring to community leaders, schools, parents, and children.
Even though the subject matter is very dark and heavy, the kindness on this set has radiated throughout the project.
This is going to bring a global call to action.
Goya Cares.
Hopefully we can save people's lives.
And be the light that blocks traffic.
We need to be God's light.
Join Goya Cares and visit blocktraffic.org to watch the series.
All right, we're back. Now who, what, when is this from, Emmy?
We got Gary doing this remote, so give us a moment for the follow-up questions.
All right, we'll play the clip of, I don't know who, crazy chick.
How to have a tennis tournament. Wow.
Here we go. How to have a tennis tournament.
And by the way, all right. Well, I say everyone's masked up except for this sign language person and the woman talking, who both have no masks.
Science.
And they're the closest.
But it's science.
Yeah.
Science.
Singles only, no doubles. Only every other court, you have to have a court between players, between people, sets of people playing.
Crazy chick.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls.
Crazy
with your
chick
hands. Man. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to blush. Sorry. Of course, if you're,
okay,
if
hold
you're
on.
Playing with someone in...
This crazy witch isn't... By the way, Matt, she's not in charge of tennis policy exclusively. She's also in charge of schools and roads and infrastructure and airports. The crazy woman. She's in charge of many, many things, how taxes are allocated and what have... It's not just tennis. If we just kept her on the court, we'd be fine.
It'd be
but
bad
at some
enough.
Point, she's going to go back and she's going to set some policy on what's going on in the school.
Yeah.
Is that, you want this kind of muddied thinking?
Horrifying.
In charge of the airport? All right, sorry, play it. May 2020. There we go. Sorry. And what is this nut job's name?
Her name is Laura Curran. She's the county executive. But good news, she was replaced in November 2021.
Oh, God. Thank God. And she can go home and ruin her own house.
Go ahead. With someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion.
You got
to
kick the tennis ball.
Kicking the balls.
Between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X or put someone's initials on them.
So...
Because you can, someone can get COVID from the tennis ball,
right?
Right. No doubles, Drew.
That was May 2020.
Yeah, you have to leave an open court. You need 55 feet in between you and the other people getting exercise and vitamin D. These are the policies, Drew.
By the way, at that point, there had been two documented cases of outdoor transmission in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back. So look, whatever nutty, here's the whole thing. People are nuts, and you nutty people listen to them. Stop listening to them. You have to know it's nuts when it's nuts, not a year and a half later.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
All right, let's talk. Let's get
well,
back.
Well, please everyone acknowledge that it is nutty a year and a half later. If we have trouble with that, that's even more concerning.
Nick, 27, Indianapolis.
Hey, guys. So last year's Indianapolis 500, they had the great idea to limit capacity, no infield seating, which means they put about 150,000 people in the grandstands and highly encouraged masks. My question to you, there wasn't a soul in the building wearing a mask. My question to you, they're going to be handing out these masks at SoFi. Do you think that's going to be pretty well regimented, or is this all for show?
I was there 3 weeks ago, and no one wore a mask.
But I'm fearful.
And up on the Jumbotron, every single time the opponent got into a third and long situation or third down situation, a big words would come up saying, make some noise, and everyone would scream as loud as they possibly could with no mask.
Right.
So
my fear is it's going to be a lot of...
But you guys were worried about churches and people singing?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, let's be clear. We have a much more contagious virion going around now, too. That's the point. Back then, it wasn't as contagious.
Remember you didn't get on me when I got on Fauci when he was talking about having no thoughts about Black Lives Matter protests? And he's done. He's compromised. I'm done with him?
Yeah.
Is he compromised?
Oh, yeah.
Or is he done?
No. He's compromised.
He's compromised.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't listen to him.
Well, that's the part I didn't sign on to. Because of my experience with him over five pandemics.
He's been compromised.
He has been compromised.
Nick, 27. Sorry.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I was just going to say, obviously, Dr. is probably going to push back on this, but, you know, instead of all of this, just the show of the mask, I think that it would be a great move for everyone to just take the mask as they walk in, put it in their pocket, and just shut up about
1,000%.
I would not push back on that. This is outside. This is outdoors, effectively. It does not transmit outdoors. There have been no transmission in stadiums in spite of a whole football season going by.
Listen, every motherfucking commercial flight I've taken over the last 2 years, I've been told to put my mask up average 11.7 times in the course of a medium flight.
Yeah.
Now, it's never me. It's how officious they want to be as the stewardess. I have the mask down all the time. I'm told constantly. Me and Mike August, the woman, before we pushed off, I've sat next to Mike August while people took a knee and got in his face and yelled, what don't you understand about this mask? This is while the door's still open to the plane. I've sat there while Mike August told 25 times before the door closed. It's our job, people. Yeah, and by the way, the cunt on behalf of the Delta flight with the Seattle-based flight crew, I was told 125 times to put the mask on. I always left it around my fucking nose. And when I left that flight, I took the fucking mask off and I walked right past her. And she told me to put it on as I was leaving the plane and I didn't even look at her.
Do you know I was on an Alaska flight?
Everyone needed to do that, you fucking idiots.
I was on an Alaska flight a few days ago, and I was surprised because I thought, oh, it's a Seattle-based company. Here we go. Isn't it Seattle? Or maybe it's Oregon-based or something. But they were kind of easygoing about it.
Yeah.
I forgot about my mask a couple of times. They did not come on to me.
That's whatever the crew is.
Yeah. It was interesting. I was like, oh, woo. And I have a new thing now where I just take the N95 – and I don't put it around my ears. I just kind of hold it, my nose. And it's nothing. Nothing.
All right, theater people. All right, let's see. Last call.
Jeff,
34, Minneapolis.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to lend my support to one Sonny Corolla and his effort to get to the Super Bowl. So let's get Sonny to the Super Bowl.
Wow. We got to do that.
By the way, I tell that guy three times a week, I will disown you if you're not told three times a day to pull your mask up at school. I will fucking disown you. You make them tell you to pull that mask up every 10 seconds.
So funny.
And he goes, I have one teacher that says you have to go outside if you want to drink water because she don't let you pull the mask down in the class.
Yeah.
I go, fucking drink 10 sips in her class. Just go outside. Just go fuck it. Well, by the way, you want to reason with these people? You can't reason with them. You have to defy them. Sorry. Go ahead.
So I was thinking, with Rogan's kind of the center of the media universe right now, and when we look back at this time in history, people are going to think of Joe Rogan, and it's kind of crazy. He got the idea for podcasting, and he says this on numerous occasions from you, Adam Carolla. Have you put any thought into your place in history? I mean, this is such a big deal, podcasting, and you're the podfather. You got Rogan into it, all these comedians, and what are your thoughts around that?
I don't know if he cites me as the reason he got into podcasting. I do know, or maybe he does. I don't know.
He does.
I don't know that. I know that he, and I'm proud to say, he and Tucker Carlson, two guys that are killing it in the media right now, both came to my studio and were inspired to build their own studio. Mm. So I never thought about inspiring Joe to get into podcasting, but I do understand that I inspired him to make his own studio.
What do you think about the whole mess with him lately?
I don't know. Jeff, do you know that he says that I inspired him to do podcasting?
He says, like, to make it a business. He may have been thinking about dicking around with his buddies, but he says, like, the pirate ship model, the making this a real business, he says specifically Adam Carolla was the reason.
Oh, well,
he said that on podcast recently.
Recently. Okay.
Yep.
I wonder how long ago that was. I should find it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks. Thanks, Jeff. And look, no, I don't think about it, but I'm flattered, and I'm happy that I inspired somebody or some people to do their own thing. Tucker Carlson really takes the time to thank me and for inspiring him to do that. And I've been to his, what I would call his home studio, which is not at his home, but his life is considerably better because of what he's done, which he saw me working in my own environment around my cars or my people or whatever it is and went, hey, why not? So I'm flattered.
Well, maybe Neil Young will come after you now.
I don't know. My take on Rogan is Rogan's allowed to say whatever he wants.
Of course.
And he's allowed to interview anyone he wants. Yeah. And then CNN, the news outlet, and journalists are trying to get folks canceled for having opinions. These are journalists. These aren't there's not right wing Bible thumpers from the South.
Yeah.
These are progressive journalists.
For allowing people to come on your podcast with opinions you don't agree with. Not his opinions. Not Joe's opinions. Well,
first off, the other thing is and always be suspicious of this. Like I was suspicious of the ages in COVID. It's always misinformation, misinformation, misinformation.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
give us some specifics.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Ivermectin? What are we talking about? Wuhan lab leak? What specifically?
Yeah.
Effectiveness, durability of the vaccine? What? Kids, ages, deaths, mortality amongst healthy under 18? What are these untruths you speak of? And what's dangerous? And why is it misinformation? So according to you, hydroxychloroquine is misinformation. Okay. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Is it dangerous? Everyone on lupus has been on it for 50 years. Everyone with lupus. Is it dangerous? So what's dangerous about? Okay. I'll grant you misinformation. Misinformation. Me saying taking a multivitamin will prevent you from being sunburned. That's a misinformation.
Yeah.
Is a multivitamin dangerous?
Right.
Tell me what's dangerous. Tell me what the misinformation is. And I'll tell you what, CNN, as I was screaming on the TV show the other day, we'll go back and look at your greatest hits over the last 2 years.
Make a score.
As it pertains to COVID. Let's
take the score.
We'll do it right or wrong.
Yeah.
Is ivermectin horse paste, or do they make a brand of that for human beings? And we'll just take a look at the score, and then we'll look at Joe Rogan and the folks he interviews, and we'll look at their score, and we'll see who's dispensed the most misinformation.
And there's a subtler thing going on because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Let's say they have a conversation about myocarditis risk from vaccine therapies in young males. Their thing is like, well, that's no big deal.
Right.
Really? Myocarditis in my world before the present day – was a medical emergency. You could have an arrhythmia and die suddenly. Don't know what the long term effects are going to be on the heart muscle. You could get a cardiomyopathy, need a heart transplant. Myocarditis was like rare and fucking dangerous. And now they're like, well, what's the big deal? One out of 3,000 gets myocarditis. So what? So what? It takes my breath away how dangerous that is, and you have no fucking idea what it is you're even talking about.
Plus,
not that you shouldn't take the risk. I'm not saying that. The risk might be worth it. I'm just saying you don't know what you're talking about.
Just bigger overall. you know, forget about misinformation, forget about statistics, forget about anything. Do you really want to look into a camera as a journalist nightly and talk about canceling somebody who interviews experts long form? Yeah.
They love it.
Do you think that makes you look weak or soft or
no,
like you've lost some sort of journalistic integrity or something?
Never curse them.
And if the ratings go down. You know, the queen or whoever, the fucking Harry and the Duchess or whatever, and you're talking about pulling your non-existing podcast from Spotify. You want to sound like that?
Yeah. Well, that's the part that I find amusing. People that nobody could care less about and nobody cares about exerting their influence. Like, okay. All right. Good for you.
All right, Joni Mitchell.
Especially when they're old. It's like, oh, come on.
Let me tell you about Jordan Harbinger, a different kind of sponsor for this episode. The Jordan Harbinger Show. You like fascinating podcasts? We do. You like interesting people? We do. Well, then you should check out Jordan's pod. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Jordan talks to Scott Adams about persuasion in a world where facts don't matter. Oh, that's this world. I go inside the dark world of wildlife trafficking. You always find something useful to apply to your own life, like routine changes to boost productivity or slight mindset tweaks to change how you see the world. So we enjoy the show, and we assume you will as well.
You will. It's Jordan. He's great.
It's Jordan. Yeah, so let me spell it out. That's H-A-R-B, as in boy, I-N, as in Nancy, G-E-R. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to finer podcasts. All right, go to...
Fires.
That's from my childhood.
I like it.
Wherever you get finer clothes or automobiles or finer bookstores. Yeah. They put finer. And I'm putting finer in front of everything.
I like
now.
It. I like bring it back. I like it.
All right, go to amcroll.com for all the live shows because I'm coming everywhere, and you can check out my latest episodes of Truth Yeller. Go to dailywire.com/Adam. What do you got, Drew?
Go to dr.com. Take a look at After Dark. I think you'll like guys will like what's going on there, and .tv for streaming shows.
So until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.